வெல்கம் டு சர்ஜிக்கல் எஜுகேட்டர் பாட்காஸ்ட், வேர் வி எக்ஸ்ப்ளோர் ஃபேசினேட்டிங் சர்ஜிக்கல் டாபிக்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் யுவர் ஹோஸ்ட் ஆர் மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் செரிமனி, அண்ட் டுடே வி ஆர் டெல்விங் இன் டு த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் அக்யூட் அப்பெண்டிசைட்டிஸ், அண்ட் இம்பார்டன்ட் காஸ் ஆஃப் ரைட் லோவர் குவாட்ரன் அப்டாமினல் பெயின். திஸ் இஸ் அ கிரிட்டிக்கல் டாபிக் ஃபார் மெடிக்கல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் and surgical trainees. Joining us today is Professor Dr. Selvaraj, an experienced general and pediatric surgeon. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to discuss this crucial aspect of surgical practice. What is acute appendicitis and why is it important, doctor? Acute appendicitis refers to inflammation of the appendix, a small pouch located at the junction of cecum and ileum. It is important because it's one of the most common surgical emergencies, often requiring prompt surgical intervention to prevent complications such as perforation and peritonitis. Good. What is the epidemiology of acute appendicitis, doctor? Acute appendicitis affects individuals of all ages, but is most common in adolescents and young adults. It has a slight higher incidence in males than females. While the exact cause is unclear, factors such as dietary habits, genetics, and infection may play a role. Well, can you explain the etiopathogenesis of acute appendicitis, doctor? Well, the etiology, two types mainly, obstructive and catarrhal. Number one, obstructive. Acute appendicitis typically occurs when the appendix becomes obstructed, leading to inflammation and bacterial overgrowth. The obstruction can be caused by fecalis, that is hardened stools, worms like Enterobius vermicularis, lymphoid hyperplasia in pediatric patients, or rarely tumors like carcinoid or cecal carcinoma. The second type is catarrhal appendicitis, where the infection spreads hematogeneously because of blood-borne infections. Pathogenesis, appendix is obstructed to begin with, so the appendix will get distended. And this distension of the appendix will cause peri-umbilical pain to begin with. The appendicular intraluminal pressure increases enormously, resulting in occlusion of both venous and arterial blood supply of appendix. This will cause the blood supply to the appendix will be cut off, causing necrosis of appendicular mucosa. The appendicular intraluminal bacteria invade the necrotic appendicular mucosa and infection sets in. This infection then spreads transmurally up to the serosa. At this stage, the periumbilical pain will shift to the right lower quadrant. Appendix may perforate in some cases. It can result in free perforation that will lead to generalized peritonitis, or confined perforation results in appendicular abscess. Appendix can also form a phlegmon or lump, which is the conglomeration of appendix, greater omentum, cecum and ileum. Well explained, doctor. What are the clinical features of acute appendicitis? The clinical features includes right lower quadrant pain. This is the hallmark symptom, often starting as periumbilical pain before migrating or shifting to the right lower quadrant. Number 2, anorexia, that is loss of appetite. Number 3, nausea and vomiting, especially if the inflammation progresses. Patient may also have number 4, low grade fever due to the inflammatory process. This pain, vomiting and fever is the Murphy's triad for the acute appendicitis. On examination, there will be localized tenderness, particularly in McBurney's point, located 1/3 of the way from anterior superior iliac spine to the umbilicus in the spino-umbilical line. Patients also have rebound tenderness and gauding. SOAS test is positive in case of retrocecal appendicitis, whereas obturator test will be positive in case of pelvic appendicitis. Rousing sign is also positive, that is, while pressing the left to lower quadrant pain, patient experiences pain in right lower quadrant. What are the differential diagnoses for right lower quadrant pain? Differential diagnosis can be differentiated for adult female patient, adult male patients and pediatric patients. In adult female patients, of course, the commonest cause in all this age group is acute appendicitis. In adult female patient, the other causes are twisted ovarian cyst, ectopic pregnancy, endometriosis, pelvic inflammatory disease, tubo ovarian pathology, and Mitchell's mass. In adult males, of course, here also the commonest cause is acute appendicitis. The other causes are right uretary calculus, Crohn's disease in the terminal ileum, cecal diverticulitis, Valentino's appendicitis, that is actually perforated duodenal ulcer presenting as acute appendicitis, that is called Valentino's appendicitis, named after the celebrity or the Hollywood actor Adolf Valentino. He suffered from this problem, that is perforated duodenal ulcer, but surgeons opened his abdomen, found appendix was normal, but there was turbid fluid, but they didn't bother to look up what is the real cause for that. They did, the appendicectomy and sucked out the turbid fluid and they closed the abdomen. This person, because it is a perforated duodenal ulcer, he went in for septic shock and he died. And that is why this condition is named after him, Valentino appendicitis. The other causes are acute cholecystitis, acute pancreatitis. Medical causes like inferior wall MI and lower lobe pneumonia can also produce abdominal pain in any of the quadrants in the abdomen. In pediatric age group also, the commonest cause is acute appendicitis. The other causes are Meckel's diverticulitis, intussusception, and mesenteric lymphadenitis. Very well explained, doctor. How is acute appendicitis diagnosed? Diagnosis involves number 1, history and physical examination, assessing for classical signs and symptoms including tenderness, rebound tenderness and localized gauding. Appendicitis is a clinical diagnosis. Only in doubtful cases we have to do investigations like lab tests and imaging tests. Laboratory tests such as complete blood count, including the total WBC count, the leukocytosis will be there, or increased total WBC count, which will be there. which is often present in acute appendicitis. CRP is also increased because of infection. We should also do differential count of total WBC. In case of acute appendicitis, polymorphs will be much elevated. Imaging studies include ultrasound and CT to visualize the appendix and assess for signs of inflammation. Ultrasound findings for acute appendicitis are: number 1, dilated tubular structure. Number 2, the diameter of this dilated tubular structure should be more than 6 mm. Number 3, appendix is non-compressible. And number 4, there will be periappendicular fluid collection. CECT finding: apart from the above 4 findings, patient will also have what is called fat stranding because of inflamed and edematous meso appendix. Very well explained, doctor. Is there a scoring system for acute appendicitis? Well, there is a scoring system for acute appendicitis. Appendicitis is a clinical diagnosis. Only when there is doubt regarding the diagnosis of acute appendicitis, we have to do investigations and the scoring. The Alvarado score is commonly used to assess the likelihood of acute appendicitis based on clinical signs, symptoms, and laboratory findings. It helps stratify the patients into low, intermediate, and high risk categories. Alvarado scoring the following symptoms. Number 1, migration of pain from periumbilical to right lower quadrant, 1 point. Anorexia, 1 point. Nausea, also 1 point. Coming to signs, tenderness in right iliac fossa, 2 points. Rebound tenderness, 1 point. Elevated temperature, 1 point. Coming to the lab investigation, leukocytosis, 2 point. Shift to the left, that is 75% of WBCs are polymorphs. This is 1 point. So the total score will be 10, and the first letter of all this finding is called mantrals, and this is the mnemonic for that. If the score, the total score is less than 4, you can discharge the patient. If the score is more than 8, then straight away you can do surgery. If the score is in between, that is 4 to 7, then you have to admit the patient and you have to observe the patient whether they are developing typical symptoms and signs, you have to observe. Very good, doctor. What complications can arise from acute appendicitis preoperatively? Well, complications include: number 1, perforation. Rupture of the inflamed appendix leading to peritonitis and abscess formation. Number 2, abscess, collection of pus within and around appendix. Number 3, sepsis, systemic infection resulting from untreated or severe cases of acute appendicitis. Well, how is acute appendicitis treated, doctor? Well, treatment involves surgical intervention only, usually in the form of an appendicectomy, that is removal of the inflamed appendix. This can be performed both laparoscopically or open surgical approach, depending on the patient's condition and surgeon's preference. If simple appendicitis, you can do either open or lap appendicectomy. If perforated appendicitis, then you have to do exploratory laparotomy, appendicectomy, and thorough peritoneal toileting. If appendicular abscess, which is less than 5 cm, then you can do ultrasound guided needle aspiration or tube drain, that is one end pigtail catheter you can use. If the diameter is more than 5 cm, then you should do open drainage of this appendicular abscess. If appendicular lump is there already, then you have to do Asnes Seren's regimen of conservative treatment, which includes patients should be kept nil peroral, IV fluids should be given, you have to start IV broad spectrum antibiotics, should give analgesic and anti-inflammatory drugs, and you have to monitor vital signs every 2 hours. If it is a successful surgery, then the size of the tumor will regress, the pulse rate will come down, the temperature also will come down. In spite of giving this conservative treatment, if patient's swelling is progressively increasing in size, or patient is tachycardic, or still elevated temperature, then this means this is a failure Asnes Seren's regimen. You have to discontinue the conservative treatment and you have to do surgery. What are the post-op complications after appendectomy, doctor? After open appendectomy, patients may develop post-op adhesive obstruction even many years after surgery. In lap appendectomy, patients may develop stump appendicitis if surgeons leave behind lengthy appendicular stump. In perforated appendicitis, patient may develop post-op residual intraperitoneal abscess if peritoneal toileting was not done adequately. Number 4, if the ligature at the base of the appendix slips, these patients develop fecal fistula. Thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for your excellent discussion on acute appendicitis. This information is invaluable for medical professionals at all stages of their careers. It has been a pleasure to me, MC. I hope this discussion helps our audience to gain a deeper understanding of acute appendicitis and its management. Early recognition and timely intervention are crucial for optimal outcomes. Absolutely, doctor. To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast on Acute Appendicitis. Keep exploring the world of surgery by watching our all other episodes in this Surgical Educator Podcast. Until next time, stay curious and keep on learning. Bye-bye.